Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. No days off for Spits and Suds. We've had breaking news all day long. And I think my man David Castillo sent out one of the best tweets of the day. It was regarding the Matt Duchene news, as Matt Duchene signs a multi-year contract to stay in Dallas, $4.5 million a year, over 4 years. David Castillo says, "I don't love it, but I can't hate it. Obviously, a great value contract for Matt Duchene and the Dallas Stars. I think the real key is what unfolds around the rest of the forwards and making room for defensive help. Accomplish that, and this is a great bargain." I thought that was extremely well said. And then just moments ago, as we are about to tape, Mason Marchment is traded by the Dallas Stars to Seattle, and Dallas receives a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick in return. The third-round pick is in 2026. The fourth-round pick is in this upcoming draft. So the Stars do get a little bit of draft capital, and Seattle gets a good player in Mason Marchment that'll improve their club. But most importantly, that Mason Marchment salary now goes to Matt Duchene. And the person that sent out that tweet joins us right now. Of course, you can always follow David Castillo, a terrific follow when talking Stars and the NHL. And you can check him out on his Substack at StarStack. So check out StarStack, and you want to subscribe to that, and at David Castillo, and that's where you can find all his information. He also writes for D Magazine. David, thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, the way you articulated my tweet and your general impression kind of made it sound like it was much more intentional than it actually was. Like, whenever I tweet, there's not a whole lot of thought behind it. It's generally just kind of whatever babbles at the tip of my tongue. So I'm really glad you kind of gave me credit for a sort of somewhat level-headed response to Duchene Sutton, yeah. Even though I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it.
I mean, we'll get into the trade. We'll get into Duchene. I was going to play a prank on you and say, let's start with this, David. The Stars sign a 2-year affiliation extension with Idaho Steelheads. Your thoughts?
Oh my God.
Because that also happened today. And you know what? Honestly, Idaho has had a long-standing relationship with the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars, so it remains intact for the next 2 years. So good news there. All right. Let's start with the Matt Duchene deal. We are just a few weeks away from free agency. It's one of those moves that we kind of were wondering if it was going to happen, and Matt Duchene has done the rounds as far as interviews today. And this all dates back, David, to when Mikko Rantanen signed his contract and Matt Duchene said, uh-oh, what does this mean for me? But the Stars then assured him, no, don't worry about it. We want to get a deal done. The deal, 4.5, 2 years of no movement. Then it becomes a five-team that he can be traded to. Now, all that said, a lot of people have been talking about this five-team thing situation today, David. Those can be lifted. Those can be expanded. And someone asked on Twitter, when do the names have to be submitted? Well, they're submitted when that year comes about. So plenty of time to deal with that in the future. So, Give me your thoughts on the value and Duchesne as a whole being with this team. And, you know, that does tie up some good quality cap money.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. I think there are a lot of valid questions about kind of how it will age and whether or not, you know, it's kind of the ideal move because, of course, you know, as we all know, priority number one is, of course, kind of, you know, really helping the blue line, right? Making sure that there's either a top four defender to pair next to either Lindell or Harley or somebody else to pair next to, you know, basically like shedding the Dumba and Lyubushkin deals, right? That's everyone, like, we all know what that is. However, that's obviously with the Marchment thing, you know, that's obviously, I'm sure, still cooking. And so as just like a player that is extremely productive, a player that I think even more than that, and we'll talk about the playoff stuff in a bit, because I do think that's really important. But I think more than that, like Duchesne's value is the fact that you have a player that, yes, there is a potential universe where maybe he's in the top six. Maybe he's like next to Hintz and Rantanen, and that's just a, you know, a brutal top line for opponents. Maybe he pairs next to, you know, people seem to forget, like he played a lot of right wing towards the end of his career in Nashville. Maybe he pairs next to Robertson and Johnston. I don't know. Maybe Johnston goes to wing. The point is, you have a very flexible forward at a very at an extremely great price. Good term, too. This is like half the term that Trent Frederick got. And he looked like a sixth liner. He looked like an AHLer in the playoff. I know like injuries are kind of figured into that. But anyways, Duchesne is also a player that can carry a line below the top six if need be. That, I think, is the most important part of this particular deal, right? And give me your honest assessment. Do you think that Mikael Granlund could carry Marchment and Sagan the way that Duchesne did?
Yeah, it's a great point. I thought about it, and my answer is no. I mean, Matt Duchesne has made players better.
Yeah, and that to me is the big thing, which is that, like, I think about Duchesne, especially the life of his contract, and you kind of, when you think about also players that potentially, you know, not just Sagan and who else, but, you know, prospects, you know, within a couple of years. You know, I think about like Emil Hemming and what he could look like next to Duchesne, and I think Duchesne is the perfect player to make life easier for young players, or, you know, just some rando they bring in from UFA, like Riley Smith, for example.
Yeah, it's true. Or do they say, this is what I was thinking about today, do they say, Maverick Bork, you're up. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, again, like that's another, although Bork looked pretty good next to Robertson and Johnston. Hopefully they kind of try that again. But yes, like Bork, again, like somebody next to Bork and Duchesne, I think it's just kind of, I think just, that's what I like. Again, there are still questions. I don't think it is. Whenever you're signing a player at that age, you know, there's always going to be risk. But I think in proportion to cap, it's really great. And I'm kind of surprised Duchesne was brought in at that low of like term. I mean, we know like Duchesne kind of loves Dallas. You know, he loves hockey in the South, and that's great. And it's always kind of nice to see, you know, a really good player, you know, kind of take that discount, less so for the team, but more because it sounds like spiritually, psychologically, you know, the team and the culture and the place is just kind of fulfilling to him. But so on a human level, that's nice. But I mean, I, you know, even though like, yeah, sure, I made the case at the Substack and let all the UFAs walk. Again, like that was magical Christmas land. That was kind of a thought experiment and exercise. I still think this is a really, really good move in the broad strokes. Now, do you want to get into the negatives?
Yeah, I do. I do want Stars fans to realize the following, because it's a very good deal for Dallas. And Jim Neal has been advantageous as far as taking advantage of the Nashville buyout. And here's why. So Nashville, like we say, $4.5 million for a guy that was a point-to-player game. That's a very good value. Total. Okay, Matt Duchene is going to make $11 million this year because on the books, getting paid from Nashville, it's the final big year and it's the biggest year, $6.555 million. Then it goes down to $1.55, $1.55, and $1.55. So the 4 years that Matt Duchene is with the Dallas Stars moving forward, he'll get money from Nashville still. So while he's accepting a discount, he's still getting paid really well. He's getting $11 million this year, and then it drops down to $6 million for the 3 years after that.
Yeah, I think it's a good point for people to think it's like not about the money. Well, you know, he's got plenty, so
right.
I'm sure this is a nice contract.
And I mean, that's, you know what, smart by Dallas, smart by Duchene. I mean, he understands that. And, you know, once again, he's in a tax-free city. So there's just a lot of advantages. Okay, so we talked about the positive. Let's talk about the negatives.
Well, I mean, for me, I don't think there's a whole lot of negative, except, of course, you know, the kind of common talking point, which is, well, Duchene and his playoff performances. And I think there is definitely a listen, it's not, I understand it's not just recency bias, right? People remember this season as well as the previous season. Sure, he showed up in the Colorado series, you know, last year, but that was just one series, right? Dallas played three and he was largely absent. So I think that's a valid concern. I do think there is something to the idea of players that, you know, tend to be clutch versus those that are not. However, and I wrote about this at the Substack. I wrote a piece, my kind of personal reactions, a lot of like typical chart hugging stats and histograms and yada yada, right? Statistically speaking, because there's a great article by Paul Peduti at Daily Faceoff about whether or not production tends to translate. And again, these are just patterns, right? It's all about the climate, not the weather. Does production tend to translate from the regular season into the postseason? Do players tend to produce at similar rates? And the answer is yes. So this is not to say that I expect Duchene to go on some heater next year, whenever they rematch Colorado or Edmonton or anything like that. Just that I do think there was definitely a lack of luck and the hockey gods kind of punishing Duchene. I mean, like, Duchene actually led the Stars in individual chances plus chances created for others in that Edmonton series. So, yeah, sure, he didn't score. And I'm not going to pretend like, you know, his performance was great. However, I think this is a guy who you're going to see get a few more breaks in the next playoffs. And it's not because he's suddenly, you know, just magic and he's turned into Sam Bennett. It's just going to be because, well, Duchene has largely been a very, very good player throughout his career. That's probably going to be true in the regular season as well as the postseason. And that's the real pattern. So, yeah. I, you know, again, like I don't begrudge anybody for criticizing Duchene's playoff performance. And it certainly wasn't great this year. I don't think it's something we can reasonably expect next postseason, just based on data, not based on, you know, I watch the games too. And yes, I see that Duchene has less space, but also I see plenty of times when, like, in especially that Edmonton series where he had wide open nets and just shanked it, where he made fantastic moves in traffic and just, you know, hit the post or just didn't, you know, just miss the mark. I mean, it's sometimes that's just the nature of hockey.
Well, I think the other thing too, and listen, I mean, the money is for on ice, but I do think Matt Duchene in his latter years has become a room leader. And I think it's important for a couple of reasons. Any voice that's willing to step up in that Dallas room is important. And he wanted to be here. He has been loud and proud about how much he loves being in DFW, how his family was kind of just put in this crazy situation, being bought out by surprise by Nashville. And he feels like it was the best thing that ever happened because he didn't realize how much he would love it here. His family's based here now. Like, they are full-time in Dallas. And I think that plays well with other veterans if the Stars want to go out. Dallas is a desirable place, and I think the Matt Duchene signing helps because I really feel as though that's a guy that can get on the phone or text and get through to some of these players like, hey, I absolutely love it here. They already had a great reputation, but it certainly doesn't hurt having Matt Duchene, who has a good reputation around the league, being on your side.
Okay, like I'm not trying to be argumentative,
yes,
or difficult, or put you on the spot, but does Duchene have a great reputation? I mean, right? This is, I think, one of the reasons why he ended up kind of bouncing around, because, well, this is hockey and things are very dumb, and so when he celebrated right that time in Colorado in that lost season and celebrated his like 30th goal or something like that, Patrick Waugh famously called him out, right? Then head coach of the Avalanche. So,
yeah. No, I mean,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just kind of, you know, hockey gossip is a strange thing and I don't know how it works. So I'm asking you, Gavin.
No, I feel as though Matt Duchene has altered his reputation. I think he's matured a lot since being in Dallas. I mean, Matt Duchene was not as vocal in other cities as he is right now. And I mean, I think that's important. I personally felt as though after that first year when he was saying, we have talked about this on Spit and Suds, we need to do this, we need to be better at this, how he takes the losses. I really think he's invested, and I think that plays well with the younger guys in the room, the Wyatt Johnsons, the Maverick Borks. I mean, they're already on the team, but you know, some of those younger guys coming up as well. So, yeah, the reputation was not good. I agree with you in the past, but I think, you know, that is certainly changing. But overall, I think it's, you know, I'm happy with it. David, you and I disagree. I wanted Granlund, but I understand if Mikhail Granlund's asking for $6 million over 4 years, that's just not a doable contract for Jim Nill and the Stars. So I get that aspect, and I do think that's good for Tyler Seguin. I mean, we discount how much he brought to Tyler Seguin's game and Mason Marchment, but specifically, if Tyler Seguin can stay healthy, which I know is a big question mark, but Duchene makes Seguin better. And so, and you know, I thought Duchene overall was one of the better Stars players. And yeah, the playoff thing is definitely a big concern. All right, let's get into the trade, David, that happened. And Mason Marchment, we say goodbye to Mason Marchment and receive draft picks in return. Obviously a salary cap dump. What were your thoughts?
I thought this was a tidy bit of work from Nil.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why Seattle does that deal to begin with. I mean, for Mason Marchment, I think he was a really specific and kind of unique player. He added the so-called toughness that everybody clamored for, but, you know, didn't actually get. I think there were a lot of like nuances and wrinkles to Marchment's game that he often kind of didn't get credit for, especially in transition. Like he was, he rated surprisingly high in terms of exiting the zone with possession. You know, that's something that I think kind of got overlooked, which is that he wasn't necessarily a great defensive player, but he was much better defensively on that Duchene line than say Duchene and Seguin. And maybe that was kind of one of the other kind of maybe like not so good things that we didn't mention about Duchene, which is that, you know, he's still kind of a one-dimensional player. Whereas Marchment was, not only was he like multi-dimensional, he was kind of two as in T-O-O dimensional, right? It's like he kind of like stuffed crust, you know, taking too many penalties, and just being a player that I don't think had a place on the Stars roster beyond this kind of, you know, sort of little, you know, kind of Hydra attack they had with the with Duchene and Seguin. So I mean, I think it was great business. I'm sure there is a universe where maybe like Dallas looks at another team and is able to make a lateral move for a forward that fits Dallas better. Or perhaps even a defenseman. But I mean, as just like a clean break, you know, you get rid of $4.5 million off the cap. Not only that, but you get draft picks in return. I'm going to be following this draft. And if you are willing to lose listeners and cover this draft so we can talk about third and fourth round possibilities. I'm your man, Gavin, but I like nice. Some, I actually like some of the, you know, I think there are going to be some interesting names to kind of talk about. And so if Dallas is able to get, you know, somebody out of the, you know, out of this draft, you know, like David Podowski, you know, 6'4", right shot defender, et cetera. I've started listing some names right now, but I mean, if Dallas can get a player out of this, that's huge because it really is just a cap dump. And out of that, they actually got draft picks, which I think is actually fantastic.
Yeah, I think so as well. And now the question's going to become is Lyubushkin and Dumba. And can they do that? And to me, if I'm a team, I'm like, okay, I'll take on Ilya Lyubushkin, but what else are you giving me? And maybe that third and fourth round pick can be used to alleviate those contracts.
Yeah, no, that's kind of one of the, I think that Dallas legitimately wants the draft capital, right? This is one of kind of the cheesy rumors about Robertson. Oh, maybe we'll trade him to recoup draft capital, which just seemed like bizarre. And obviously is bizarre because, I mean, a lot of this, you know, a lot of these moves kind of signify that, you know, Dallas is going to get a deal done with Jay, or maybe not get a deal done, but they'll, you know, they'll work to keep him. But I feel like that is a thing that Dallas does want. I mean, this is a team that has been built by the draft. And so I would expect them to keep these picks. I could see them maybe using like one piece to maybe leverage to kind of, you know, get a team to take Lyubushkin or Dumba, especially maybe San Jose, because, you know, they're a team with an awful blue line and, you know, obviously, like, you know, bottomless cap. And of course they have to reach the floor somehow. I think 1 year of Dumba, again, easy for me to say, but I could see them maybe leveraging one of these picks to perhaps dump Lyubushkin and Dumba like off to another team, but probably not both. I think Jim Neal really loves his draft picks and probably part of him regretted giving so many picks away in the Rantanen trade. But, and this is kind of, you know, his way of maybe building some of that back up.
How do you feel the Stars will best replace Mason Marchment? Because, I mean, listen, we dog him because of the penalty minutes, the production kind of slid a little bit, but at the same time, I mean, you know, you're talking about a top nine forward.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but, you know, this is the kind of thing that that always kind of bugged me about, you know, you like think about the mentality that went into bringing Dumba and Lyubushkin and Smith in the first place. Oh, we lost Tanev, got to replace those minutes. No, you don't. If your AHL defender can come in and replace those minutes, then you don't need to sign it. You don't need to spend money on players like that. So my personal philosophy is that, like, well, who cares? I mean, not to be, you know, like, you know, this is not me trying to be like snide or anything like that. Just that there's a good chance that you can stick, say, Blumel or Ritzkobian. And again, I don't want to see this, but I'm just saying there's a good chance you could stick an AHLer next to Duchesne and Sagan. And chances are that line would be fine. This AHLer is not going to crumble under the bright lights and just tear everything down because they don't have chemistry. And kind of beyond that, you know, you have, you know, you're going to have some cheap UFAs that you can potentially sign, right? You're going to have like guys you can bring in for like $1 million per year. And I'm gonna keep beating the drum for Dallas to sign Connor Brown because I personally like him. I think
I
he's the
love
next
Connor
player.
Brown. I think it's going to be Stanley Cup expensive.
No, he so his projected contract, and this is from the nerds, right? 2 years, 2 million. So I mean, that
Oh,
is pretty
God, I'd do
expensive.
that in a heartbeat.
Well, that's expensive for the cap that Dallas has now, but nonetheless, I mean, the point is, I think there are going to be easy ways to kind of fill in
Okay.
Marchand's role, and they don't have to worry about the constant penalties.
Okay. Maybe a little Brandon Tanev as I continue to throw that out there, right?
I think a good fourth liner. I wouldn't want to see him next to Duchene and
Okay.
Sagan, but
Maybe they
definitely on the
call up
fourth line.
Ritz-Kovian and finally, after Spitz and Suds listeners want it so bad, the podcast Ritzy and Spitzy can begin. I think that would be great.
Honestly, I would assume that Huru earns a spot, and then maybe this is like a hot take or just like a personal prediction. I think Huru would be more likely to earn like
Yeah.
a full-time spot than Ritz-Kovian.
I could see that. Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. But, at the same time, you're right. You have Hemming, who is a black ace next year. You have Martino in Texas. Those are black aces. So when we talk about okay, what do they have down in Texas? Get ready for next year because my eyes are going to be on those two young players and see if they blossom because they certainly, one performed well in juniors, one was a stud in college. So that'll be interesting. That's another podcast down the line. But overall, David, I think it was a pretty good day for the Dallas Stars.
I really, again, like none of this kind of really means anything if Dallas doesn't fix the blue line, but I'm sure that's exactly kind of what they're kind of working towards. And these are just some of the early steps. So no, I can't complain at all. Like Duchene, that's an absolute like sweetheart contract for Dallas. And finding a team to take your cap dump and give you two picks in return is good business.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think people wanted more for some reason for Mason Marchment, but I don't think you were going to get more. So, yeah. And by the way, just for those people wondering, Mason Marchment, you talk about okay, what about that Duchene five team? Mason Marchment had a modified no trade too. So, it is very possible that these things can be lifted. A lot of times it's just an ask the player and they say, yes, okay, that works. So it's not, the ones you have to watch out for are just the full no trade, no movement clauses. Those are the ones that can certainly be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I mean, that's kind of the thing that I think is that maybe Jim Neal has been a little bit too kind of liberal with,
Yeah.
some of these like no movement clauses, no trade clauses. Of course, I'm not going to sit here and name players because why would I do that? We're not here for hot takes, but yeah, man, it's again, like I just sometimes it's kind of the price of business, and of course, a lot of this has to do with well. If you want players signing for your team, right, there are a lot of factors that go into what attracts a player to a certain destination. And yes, a lot of it's about, just living expenses, the place, the people, the culture, of course, the team. But also sometimes it's the, financial aspect, knowing that if you go to a team,
Yeah.
there's a good chance, you're not going to be moved, right? It's not like, it's not like Vegas where if they sign you, don't be surprised if 6 months later you get traded.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, Chris Kreider just lifted his no trade to go to Anaheim. So, I mean, it happens more frequently than I think people think about. The other thing I just want to say to Stars fans, David, and if you want to chime in, great. And we're going to ask David what he's writing about so we can support David because he's always so great to Spits and Suds. But I just want Stars fans to understand this is a smart move by the organization as far as signing Duchene to a lower contract. You're not going to find an 82 point scorer for 4.5 million out there. So that's a good deal. But you also have to remember, don't worry about what Mason Marchment does with Seattle next year. Don't worry about what Logan Stankoven does in Carolina. You are shaping your team because That was done to alleviate cap space, so hopefully you can make the moves. As David pointed out, this Duchesne deal, to him, and I agree with him, will all depend on the parts surrounding Matt Duchesne, if they can get better on the blue line, if they can fill in those parts. So I think just Stars fans kind of have to realize that.
Yeah, no, there's not a whole lot to kind of add there, you know, except that, you know, this is right. I mean, like, to me, like, this is exactly what you would want to see if, say, you know, Dallas were kind of, you know, if their vision was for, you know, adding that top four defender, making sure the money works for Harley and Robertson's extensions. That's like a whole nother. By the way, speaking of which, I will be writing about Jason Robertson tomorrow. Great. For D Magazine. So please check that out. But yeah, these are exactly the kind of moves you would want to expect to see from Dallas, assuming that, you know, they kind of, which, you know, we don't have to like condescendingly, oh, do they know the assignment or not? Listen, like, I'm not, after last offseason, I'm not necessarily giving Jim Neal the benefit of the doubt, but I do think, you know, this is, these are the moves that need to happen in order for Dallas to stay competitive and, you know, potentially, you know, find those, like, you know, fixes in those flaws.
Yeah, I think it's fair to start your judgment of this team as your training camp gets closer, as far as what the makeup of this team is going to be, and then watch training camp, look who's thriving, look what moves are made then. So it's a process. But all right, so you have the Jason Robertson article coming out tomorrow on D Magazine, and of course, Star Stack is a terrific read. You always throw in very important analytical information about the Dallas Stars. Anything recently we can plug on there?
No, I guess. So today, of course, I did a reaction to the Duchesne sign-in. Tomorrow, I'll have some stuff on Marchment, but did a 2025 playoff sober report on goaltending and special teams, because I wanted to answer the age-old question, or it certainly feels that way: was Pete DeBoer right about Jake Oettinger? And so that was, and again, it was. Yeah, it was kind of like a cheeky title, but really it was all about, you know, what does the data say on like Oettinger, regular versus postseason splits and things like that. So a lot of good stuff in there. Please check that out if you have the opportunity.
Anytime you want to do a pod just on Jake Oettinger, this is the home of Jake Oettinger. Just want to let you know.
Is it in a good way or a bad way?
Good way, sir. Good way.
Okay.
I cannot give up on a man I've followed since Boston University. I'm a big Jake Oettinger guy. I just think the defense needs to, I want the defense to be better in front of him, and then let's judge Jake Oettinger. Let's Corey Perry in front of the net for the tap in and blame Oettinger.
Well, I mean, that's kind of right. That's part of the whole discussion, right? Which is that, is Oettinger, you know, is Oettinger as good? Is Oettinger good in proportion to, the optics, in proportion to the reputation?
Yeah.
And I would say no. I would say like he's not a player that lives up to his contract. That doesn't make him a bad goalie, though. That's the thing that kind of bothers me about the discussion, which is that I think it's okay to say like, no, Oettinger's not an elite goalie in terms of, you know, his comparison to his peers, in terms of just the raw data. However, he is a player that when you look at the data has gotten better over the last two postseasons. And of course, unfortunately, this last one coincided with literally one of the worst defense pairs like ever in the postseason, because Esa Lindell and Cody Ceci just allowed way too many shots whenever they were on the ice at even strength. But okay, here we are starting drama and hot takes at the end of the show, as opposed to kind of focusing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we always appreciate you jumping on at David Castillo. Follow him on X/Twitter. He always posts what he's doing. So at David Castillo, we love supporting David and we always appreciate him coming on. Obviously, we had breaking news today, several things. That's why we waited, because we didn't know what else was going to happen. And the news drops, Mason Marchment traded, as well as the Duchesne signing. Our coaching preview will continue. We've done a bunch of coaching deep dive, the candidates that are out there. So if you can, listen to those, they're evergreen. So until a coach is hired, you can learn about these coaches. I thought the one we did on Elaine Nazardine the other day was really, really interesting. Robert Tiffin did a great job helping me with that. Neil Graham, Stephen Meserve gave us a whole bunch of great inside info on Neil Graham. So we've just been going through the candidates. And of course, we did a deep dive on David, Sean, everyone else's, mine, number one candidate, and that's our friend from University of Denver. So for the greatness of David Castillo, I'm Gavin Spittle. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Quick reminder, if you listen to this on Apple or if you have Apple Podcasts, just give us a quick review. Just say, hey, I love it when David Castillo comes on. It's a big help to us as far as search engine optimization. So we will talk to you soon with another episode. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.